News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dr. Brendan Kelly, a professor of psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Cyberchondria is a real thing, apparently.
Yes, cyberchondria means when you have this escalation of your worries about common symptoms that's made worse by online searches, you know, searching through social media. And what happens is things escalate out of control, and very small, minor symptoms, you suddenly see a vast range of things that it could be, and you immediately latch onto the worst one and seek further information to confirm that online.
It's very much a modern phenomenon. Is it? Do you think it goes across all generations, or does it tend to be younger people who are more likely to be cyberchondriac?
Well, it's modern to the extent it currently exists, because we have all this information at our disposal. Now, we've always had these biases where we have a negativity bias. We tend to interpret things negatively, and a confirmation bias. So we get worried about something, and they're the words we punch into the search engine. So unsurprisingly, that is exactly what we find. And then what kicks in is called an anchoring bias, which is all other information is now seen as needing to disprove the first incorrect information. And so we're gone down a rabbit hole in the blink of an eyelid. So we do it quicker in this generation than we ever have before, but it maps onto basic human tendencies in the end.
So should we never use Dr. Google?
We should absolutely use Dr. Google and use the internet, but we need to keep our heads screwed on. So, you know, let's say you have a sore throat and you decide to look it up on the internet. Obviously, information from hse.ie or from the NHS is reliable. Random people on TikTok are not,
not so reliable. No. So, yeah, so use those kind of websites. And then how do we keep a lid on it? How do we keep a lid on our anxiety, do you think, Brendan?
Well, there's a couple of things. Avoiding searching doesn't help. We just start imagining stuff. So use the online searches, but limit the time, set boundaries, and just do keep your head screwed on. The problem is you're anxious, and this makes you less critical. So just be aware of that and be aware of the information source. You know, you wouldn't believe every random thing about politics or the world that you read on social media. So don't do this with your health either. Do rely on the trusted sources. There is excellent information available from the HSE, the NHS, and various US healthcare organizations. And also talk to people is good. Otherwise, you might be delaying care that you need and needlessly amplifying your anxiety. Remember, material online isn't personalized to you, but a discussion with a healthcare professional or a friend is personalized to you and is therefore more helpful.
Dr. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for that sound advice.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.